This is URN.
The Popular Table Breakdown.
Forbes announced its list of top paid actors and actresses, and the level of pay disparity between the men and the women is abominable. It's absolutely shameful. And I just want to point out, in case there's anyone who says, justifiably says, it's about talent, it's not about gender, and that is that's a good argument. I'm not going to argue with that in principle. I'm not going to argue with that. But there is no way you can tell me that Adam Sandler, who is one of the top 10 highest grossing actors, is worth more than Angelina Jolie. You cannot tell me that.
Also, I was watching a video. I can't remember the actress, but it was an American actress. She was invited on one of the late shows, and she was like making a film, and I think she was producing as well as being in the film, and she was saying how like the producer had said that if it had been a male like main character in the film, they would have given more money to the film. And that also has an impact, because if the producer like give less money for the film, then obviously the actors and the main actors and actresses are going to be paid less.
We had Gina Davis, who spoke at a symposium for women's visibility on film. And what was particularly impressive to see was her pointing out that it's not just women, but it's also non-binary individuals who don't get nearly as much screen time. She talked about how this was not so much a case of opportunities, but also a case of structural injustice. And by that, what she meant is, and she drew parallels with the situation with African-American nominees at the Oscars last year, where she said it's not necessarily just about we don't have talented women, it's more a case of they don't get opportunities to act. And I thought that was a very powerful thing to say, because obviously when you talk about things like merit, you don't just want to go, let's just have someone to fill a quota. But the reason that discussion is there in the first place is because they're not getting enough opportunities.
I think what's really interesting about talking about the structural injustices and not being given the opportunities is kind of drawing back to Stonewall, which is completely whitewashing history.
Absolutely.
It wasn't a white cis male who threw the first brick. It was a black trans woman. And people are kind of forgetting this. And it wasn't, all these women are just, women of colour, LGBT women are just kind of being swept under the rug. And there's a film with Eddie Redmayne coming out soon. I can't remember what it's called.
The Danish Girl.
Yes. Rather than using a trans woman who has who's been through all these things and knows these things, they're using a cis man to play this character, and it just makes...
Now, obviously, the argument on the other end to it is because of the time frame of The Danish Girl, and mind you, I shouldn't speak for anyone else. I'm speaking as someone who hasn't seen the film and is basing it purely on the trailers. Mm-hmm. There does seem to be a fair amount from both sides of the transition. I would love for a world where it doesn't matter whether you are trans or cisgender, and you can play any role you like. And that includes letting cisgender actors play trans roles and vice versa. But the problem we have right now is trans actors and actresses don't get the same opportunities. If they did, this wouldn't be a problem.
It's very interesting, because if we think about Shakespeare, like if we go back in time, men used to play women. And funny story, people wouldn't judge them for doing it. And of course, there were a lot of sexism during that time, just in the same way that there is today. But the difference was, I think there was less stigma about who you play and which gender you're playing in today. And this is crazy. This is like going back in time and making things worse instead of making things better.
But in regards to Shakespeare, the only reason that men played women was because women weren't allowed to act.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very,
sure.
That is not anything to do with gender. It's to do with, or who you presented as. It's to do with, women just simply weren't allowed to act. That was just the end. It was young boys and young men were asked to play women, female characters, because they looked more, they looked more female.
Yeah, of course. And it's very interesting, because although there was sexism in times, if you think also about it, about female writers, during that time, who are you going to think about? It's complicated. It's not because lack of talent, it's just because they didn't have a space to make things happen. They didn't have a space, like society didn't respect them. And it's crazy that if we link this to today's reality, women still like struggling to get their space. Of course, things improved. We already have a voice to speak out loud and say what do we actually want to do with our lives. We can vote.
But it's still not equal.
But it's still not equal. Yeah. No.
That was the trailer for Suffragettes. Now, the film has had a massive premiere at the London International Film Festival. And what also needs to be said is the London International Film Festival this year has been hailed for bringing a lot of female-centric stories to the forefront, and that should be applauded. There was Suffragettes, there was Carol, starring Cate Blanchett and Rooney Mara. And I think that's a great thing. I think that's a fantastic thing to do. Now, what was interesting was that at the premiere for Suffragettes, there was a protest. And the protest wasn't actually against the content of the film itself. It was actually using the promotion for the film and the fact that the film had such a massive premiere to bring to light that the movement started by the Suffragettes is still far from over. They talked about how we now have the votes for women, but women are still facing injustice every day. And what was great to see were actresses from the film, such as Helena Bonham Carter, Carey Mulligan, Meryl Streep, applauding the fact that they were using this platform to protest, saying it's great that they're taking on the spirit of the film. And I thought that was fantastic to see from both sides. What do people think about this particular protest?
I think on the side, there is, of course, a commercial side of it. Of course, it's a good way of promoting what they're doing. But if you think about the other side, there is also a message behind it. And I think maybe in the end of the day, it's all about the message they want to pass it on, not about the marketing or anything like this. What do you guys think?
I think in terms of the message, it's going to be really interesting to see how they portray the suffragettes. We can't forget that Pankhurst was very much focused on getting votes for women who are middle class and white.
Absolutely.
There were a lot of problems surrounding whitewashing yet again in this film, because there were plenty of black women who were pushing for the vote. And it's also going to be interesting to see how they portray men in this film, both allies and opponents of the suffrage movement.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it?
No, you're going to see it soon.
Oh, I think we're all planning on seeing it very soon. Yeah. I think there is something that also needs to be pointed out where, because you did mention whether they whitewash, because again, it's very important for us to put the disclaimer out that none of us have seen these films yet. But it was very interesting because some people have pointed out that at least with the trailers, there is no mention of the women of colour. But what was also interesting was that in these particular comments, there's a comparison to Stonewall, which we discussed last week and which you brought up today as well, Phoebe. They pointed out that with the case of Stonewall, it wasn't just that it was whitewashing, it was actually actively erasing what the history was. Whereas Suffragette is an interesting case because the visible, and certainly the individuals who are most remembered, whether or not they were the most visible at the time, but certainly the individuals who are most well remembered are white. And there was also a problem in terms of the race with, not necessarily with regards to the women's vote, but also people of colour were fighting against British imperialism generally. So there is that very strong tension that maybe the film can't do justice to. And I'm interested to see whether they try to do it, and if they do, how well. Because obviously there's the problem of if they try to do it and they don't do it well, there will be valid criticisms there as well. Now, Phoebe, you're the only one in the studio today who had a chance to go to the follow-up event for He for She that happened this week. And would you like to tell our viewers a little bit about that?
So the meeting after the He for She talk was on Tuesday, and it was supposed to be promoting a new umbrella campaign that the SU were launching. The He for She talk was just going to be a launching pad for raising awareness and getting people to get involved. So the umbrella campaign wants to bring together, not formally, but so people like in LGBT network, the women's network, feminists campaign group, and bring people together in a way that we can pool resources and people and get more campaigns that are promoting feminism and transgender equality and LGBT equality. It's basically getting loads of different campaigns together and pushing them. So one of the ideas was consent classes. We're also promoting, there's going to be a Reclaim the Night Walk on the 24th of October in Nottingham. It's going to be for women and self-defining women only, but there will be an event afterwards, which is open to all.
How important do you think it is, the He For She campaign?
The campaign itself has very good intentions behind it. I'm an advocate, definitely an advocate for getting more men involved in feminism because of the ideas of toxic masculinity needs to be stopped. It's really important for men to provide platforms for feminist speakers, both male, female and non-binary. But there are some very valid criticisms of it. So, for example, it is a very gender binary campaign, which is what the Umbrella campaign is actually quite focused on, is taking it away from this gender binary and promoting non-binary people and their causes.
That was the very, very powerful poem Home by Wasan Shire, a Somalian refugee fleeing her home. It is a reminder, and we hope that people didn't find any of the language inoffensive, but a reminder of how powerful a crisis this is. And there have been claims made about Benedict Cumberbatch taking on a white savior role. As someone who saw the performance, as someone who saw his plea, first of all, I don't think he is. I think he's coming from a very genuine place. Second of all, even if he is, the money helps. The pleas actually help. And I would urge everyone to remember, before they start passing judgment, that it's not about the celebrity. It's about the people that they are reaching out to. And the refugee crisis is something that has been affecting us all. Before we go into a discussion on this, I do also really want to quickly say that there is there are a lot of appeals within Nottingham for you to get involved with. The SU Society, Student Society runs a student campaign to help refugees. Please get involved with them. They do classes on English every Tuesday, and please, please, please get in touch. You can also directly get in touch with the Nottingham Refugee Forum. They're always looking for volunteers. Nottingham Sanctuary, which runs support groups for refugee women, LGBT refugees and non-binary refugees. So just get involved in any way you can. It doesn't have to be about giving money. It doesn't have to be about giving clothes. It's about giving a bit of your time.
Especially because in the end of the day, we are all human beings. It doesn't matter where you come from. It just means that you are a person. Yeah.
And I think it's great that people who have platforms, people who have a lot of fame, are taking this on board. And I don't know what anyone else here in the studio thinks, but...
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking, is that we were talking before about feminism and how, like, men, because they have privileges, they should use them. And that's exactly what Benedict Cumberbatch has been doing, is using his fame and the platform that he has to just, like, so that people will give more money to this cause that may not do it otherwise.